Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's Jets Weekly with your host, Connor Rabchak.
Welcome into episode 25 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. What an unbelievable week for the Winnipeg Jets, who have now won six straight games. The three games I'm going to cover in today's episode were all on the road against Central Division playoff opponents, and they swept the table. Let's get into this unbelievable week, starting with Tuesday night, a 4-3 overtime win over the Nashville Predators. This game was absolutely bonkers from start to finish. The Jets jumped out to a 3-1 lead because they had three goals on their first five shots. And their first goal of the game was maybe the goal of the year, as Gabriel Vilardi goes between the legs and bar down over the glove side of UC Saros. Just a crazy start in that opening period for the Winnipeg Jets. And then the final 40, all in Nashville's favor. Connor Hellebuyck had to stand on his head. The Jets got pinned in their zone time and time again. Some players got benched down the stretch, like Nikolai Ehlers and Cole Perfetti, after some turnovers and some defensive lapses. But Kyle Connor and Mark Scheifele on the 2-on-1 in overtime, they did what they do best, and that's convert on high danger chances. If you look at the analytics here, the Jets should have lost this game. Connor Hellebuyck, you'll hear from Rick Bonus in a second here, he won the Jets this game. The expected goals more than double in Nashville's favor, 4.7 to 2. Shots on goal were 48-22 in Nashville's favor, and the high danger chances 20-12, also in Nashville's favor. One of Hellebuck's best performances of the season, and he's the sole reason why they got the 2 points on this night, and the fact that they kept the winning streak going into Dallas on Thursday night. Here's what Rick Bonus had to say about first Gabriel Vilardi's highlight reel goal, maybe the goal of the year for the Winnipeg Jets, and then Connor Hellebuyck, what he saw out of his number one netminder on this night.
Yeah, well, he's got great hands down by the net. That's, he makes that power play go. He's such a threat. They've got to respect that. Yeah.
How about Connor Hellebuyck's game overall recommended?
Outstanding. Player of the game. Remember, there's no win without him, so simple as that.
That brings us to Thursday in Dallas when the Jets shut out the Stars 3-0. The Stars coming into this game were 9-1-0 in their last 10. They have one of the best records in the entire NHL over the past 2 months. And the Jets, coming in on a 4-game winning streak, went into Dallas, shut them out. An incredible defensive performance. We've talked all year long about the structure of this team. They're leading the goals against race with 2 games left in the season here. And this game was no different. They locked the Stars down from start to finish. Lauren Brossoit, who got the start in this game, came up huge when he had to, but there weren't many high danger chances in the Stars' favor. If you could see there on the screen behind me, 63 shot attempts to 44 in the Stars' favor, but the shots were even at 24 apiece, which means the Jets were forcing a lot of missed shots, blocking a lot of shots, and when those pucks did get through, Lauren Brossoit was making a ton of saves, and the expected goals were in the Jets' favor, so they were absolutely up to the task against one of the NHL's best teams. The Stars are chasing down the President's Trophy, never mind the Western Conference title that they'll likely get. This was one of the most impressive wins of the year for the Jets, provided that they started their backup goalie, Lauren Brossoit, who's been fantastic this year, but the defensive structure was really what propelled them to victory, and that set up a game on Saturday that, going into it, everyone knew the importance. These two teams, the Jets and the Avalanche, were bound to play each other in the first round. This game was likely to decide home ice advantage. The Jets still haven't fully clinched that, but it's looking more and more likely. And what happened is just still unbelievable. I still can't believe it. That's not a typo. You're seeing that right. The Winnipeg Jets went into Colorado and beat the Avalanche 7-0. So they outscore the Stars and the Avs back-to-back by a combined score of 10-0. Those are the two top teams in the Central Division. And now, after these 2 games, the Jets have a legit argument that they're maybe the top team in the Central. But as for this game, you might be looking behind me and thinking the analytics aren't as in favor as you might think for the Jets. In the third period, Colorado had 18 scoring chances. The Jets were up 7-0 going into the third period, so they clearly let their foot off the gas pedal. But for those 40 minutes, that was arguably the best hockey the Jets have played all season long. They score 4 goals in the first period, the third and the fourth goal coming within 10 seconds of one another. That's a franchise record for closest time between 2 goals that the Jets have scored since returning in 2011. And it didn't stop there. The Avs made a goalie change. That didn't matter. They came out in the second period and doubled it, basically scoring 3 goals, following up what they did in the first. And it was just one of the most impressive performances, dare I say, since the Jets returned to Winnipeg. Everyone knows that these two teams are playing in the first round. That's official now that these two teams are going to play. And with a week to go until the playoffs, you go into their barn and beat them 7-0. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that this is how this game went. I didn't think it was within the realm of possibilities, but here we are, the Jets with a statement of all statement wins on Saturday against the Colorado Avalanche. Rick Bowness was asked after the game what went so well for his team and led to this shocking 7-0 score. Here's what he had to say.
We managed the puck going through the neutral zone. We were able to put pressure on them. We won some faceoffs. The power play was outstanding, and that got us going too. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. That's not their best game. We know we're going to see a lot better than that. I know their goalies had a tough night, so hope we're happy with what we did, knowing that it's not going to look like that when the playoffs start.
And there it is, Rick Bowness on what went so well for his team in this game. One last note on the Jets' 7-0 win over the Avs. Obviously, they shut them out. That was Connor Hellebuck's 37th career shutout, matching his number on the back of his jersey, 37. A milestone, once again, for Connor Hellebuck. He's the runaway Vezina Trophy favorite, and this game was no different, shutting out the Avs in the third period when they had a ton of chances. That's it for the game recaps. Now we're going to get into the awards portion of the episode. We've got the hardest working Jet and the 3 stars of the week coming right up. But before we do that, make sure you've dropped a like on the video below. Hit the subscribe button. We're nearing 11.3k subs on YouTube. And while you hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell as well so you don't miss videos like this from Winnipeg Sports Talk in the future.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The hardest working Jet.
My hardest working Jet of the week is David Gustafson. The Gus bus was in full force. Nino Niederreiter has missed the last handful of games due to a cut on his leg. The Jets said that they are hopeful that he can return Tuesday night. But in that time, Cole Perfetti had filled in. Tyler Toffoli was on the third line. Cole Perfetti struggled against Nashville. He came out of the lineup. David Gustafson went in against the Stars and the Avalanche, and he did exactly what the Jets asked of him. Rick Bowness applauded his ability to play along the wall, win a lot of pucks back, and even scored a goal in the game against Dallas. A weird bounce. It was his 24th birthday. Give him the goal. You love to see it. The hardest working Jet of the week, the Gus Bus.
And now, the Jets Weekly 3 Stars of the Week.
My third star of the week is Adam Lowry. He had the 2 goals against the Colorado Avalanche, and he really set the tone in that game with a bunch of big hits early on. He is usually the one taking home the hardest working Jet week in and week out on this program, but he got the production this week, so I had to note that. My second star of the week is Sean Monahan. This has been an absolute dream of a midseason trade acquisition for the Winnipeg Jets. He's got 59 points in 81 games played, but with the Jets, he's played 32 games. In that time, he's got 13 goals and 11 assists. Over an 82-game pace, that's 33 goals, 29 assists, and 62 points. He has been everything the Jets could have possibly asked for on that second-line center role. Him, Nikolaj Ehlers, and Tyler Toffoli have outscored their opponents 9-2 at 5-on-5 in the time that they've been together. They are absolutely feasting on the top competition in the Central Division, and Monahan's been a huge reason for that, a 3-point night against the Avalanche. He's my second star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. My first stars of the week are both goaltenders. I think this is the first time I've ever split the first star of the week award, but it is has to happen at some point with these two. Back-to-back shutouts against the Stars and the Avalanche, I feel, is a great time to do it. And if you take a look here at the stats behind me, as a goaltending tandem, they are first in basically every notable stat you could ask for out of your goaltenders. Goals against, the Jennings race, the Jets are leading that with a couple games to go here with 193 goals against. Save percentage, 923. No other goaltending tandem is above 920. I think second place is the Boston Bruins at 918. Shutouts, they're tied for first with a bunch of other teams with 8. And then the goals saved above expected, the second closest team is 30 with the Boston Bruins tandem of Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman. But the Jets are just miles ahead of that at 47. Connor Hellebuck doing the bulk of the work in the analytics department. But these two have been incredible all season long. The best goaltending tandem in the NHL. This week was no different. Hellebuck stealing that game in Nashville. And then Brossoit coming in, shutting out the Stars. And Hellebuck following it up and shutting out the Avalanche. The goaltenders were just giving each other the jackets after the game, back to one another the whole week. So for me, they're my first stars of the week on episode 25 of Jets Weekly.
Yeah, and both goalies made the timely saves. We gave them some chances there at the end of the second and the third. And Bucky was great. LB was wonderful in Dallas. So we know if we play with the right structure and the right pressure that we're a very tough opponent. And when we do break down, which is going to happen, then our goalies are going to be there for us.
Coming up on Jets Weekly.
Now for the upcoming schedule, the Jets will open their week at home on Tuesday night against the Seattle Kraken. That is a 7 o'clock game before closing out their regular season Thursday night at 7 against the Vancouver Canucks. The Jets need 1 point over these final two games to clinch home ice advantage in the first round. We do know the opponent already. They will be taking on the Colorado Avalanche, who they just beat 7-0. But as Rick Bowness said, that's not the Colorado Avalanche. That's going to be a really tough series for the Jets to win. I'll be back next Monday, potentially breaking down game one of the playoffs, depending on how the schedule shakes out. The playoffs start on April 20th. That's next Saturday. The Jets might not play on that Saturday. They might play on the Sunday. Regardless, I'll be back next Monday for episode 26 of Jets Weekly, talking about the Kraken game, the Canucks game, and potentially game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's going to do it for episode 25 of Jets Weekly. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. I really do appreciate it. 25 episodes, that's a milestone. But the bigger milestone is the fact that the playoffs are right around the corner. Wrapping up my first ever regular season doing these Jets Weekly shows. The support has been there from start to finish, and I can't be thankful enough. Thank you, everyone. Drop a like and hit the subscribe button on your way out. Enjoy the games this week, and I'll be back next week breaking down those two games and potentially game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Have a great week, everyone.